Good morning. If you've not yet read Colm Tóibín, you're in for a treat. Not long ago, I reviewed his magnificent novel, Brooklyn, and today I want to talk to you about another stunning novel, Nora Webster. This is a novel that closely describes the inner workings of the mind of a woman, Nora, who, widowed in her 40s, is solely responsible for her home and her four children, two of whom still live at home. In my experience as a reader, I rarely find male authors who create believable women characters. Tóibín not only creates a believable character, he goes further. He describes in great detail and in first-person narrative the stream of consciousness of a woman struggling to recreate herself as an independent person. Nora is an intensely private person, but given the small Irish town in which she lives, it is difficult to maintain even a modicum of privacy, since everyone wants and expects to know everyone else's business. Quoting from the book, "You must be fed up of them. Will they never stop coming?" Tom O'Connor, her neighbor, stood at her front door and looked at her, waiting for a response. Nora replies that they really mean well. But he goes on, "Night after night," he said, "I don't know how you put up with it." She wondered if she could get back into the house without having to answer him again. He was using a new tone with her, a tone he would never have tried before. He was speaking as though he had some authority over her. And her neighbor's not the only person who speaks to her in this new way. She finds she must return to a job she never liked and work for a man who seems to assume this paternal tone is quite justified. Quoting again, "Once again, she noted the hectoring tone as though she were a child, unable to make a proper decision. She'd tried since the funeral to ignore this tone or to tolerate it. She had tried to understand that it was shorthand for kindness." And quoting again, "In future, once the boys went to bed, she might have the house to herself more often. She would learn to spend these hours in the peace of those winter evenings. She would work out how she was going to live." Close quote. And what a fine job of it she does. She takes her family, including the two older girls, on an inexpensive caravan holiday, and slowly her children come to see the inner strength Nora has and that they can rely on her. Of course, the process is slow and often so lonely and painful, but she begins to find the joyful person she once was as she goes through the motions of working and dealing with others. The hardest part is in knowing what to say to friends, how to socialize, when in the past she had left most of that to Maurice, her more talkative and social husband. Quoting again, "At the moment, the only topic she could discuss was herself, and everyone, she felt, had heard enough about her. They believed it was time that she stop brooding and think of other things. But there were no other things. There was only what had happened. It was as though she lived underwater and had given up on the struggle to swim towards air. It would be too much. Being released into the world of others seemed impossible. It was something she did not even want. How could she explain this to anyone who sought to know how she was or ask if she was getting over what had happened?" Close quote. The profundity of this novel is not due to some sudden existential moment, some cosmic insight. Instead, it is the detailed description of how Nora copes and how she literally recreates herself. After years of not being musical, she returns to singing, and this is an important step for her in becoming. She finds a singing teacher who urges her to sing in a choir. The teacher, Lori, comments, quote, "You know I sang for Neda Bullinger." Lori continued, "and one thing she said was that singing is not something you do, it is something you live. Wasn't that wise?" Close quote. And while Nora does not know how to respond to this at the time, she does come to live her singing, and that, along with the growing strength she feels in helping her children and making a new home for them, allow her to emerge as a self-made person. I'll not provide more of the meticulous description Tóibín uses to describe this coming to fruition of a strong and independent woman, but I hope you'll pick up the novel yourself and marvel at both Nora and Tóibín. Novel's rather a long one, and there's very little dramatic action or crescendo, but I found the book to be lovely and deeply insightful. I recommend it to you along with other finely crafted books of his. I've been talking about Colm Tóibín's Nora Webster. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.